Good morning. It's 6:47 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 12th, 2015. Pulling into court. I'm a little winded. I'm humping right along here. I've got to get back in time to get the kid up. We've got to get on the road in less than an hour from now to drive over to Fort Collins. I need to get back in time to go to a doctor's appointment myself this afternoon, and then we have to get her back to the dentist. Today is Wisdom Tooth Day, Wisdom Teeth Day. It's going to be one of those days. I'm still walking along real fast. I don't have a lot to talk about today. Today is just going to be so distracting with trying to make all the appointments on time. Well, luckily, two of the three are in town. The one that's on the far side of the state. Fort Collins is not on the far side of the state. It's 45 minutes to an hour away, depending on the traffic. Need to get the book done. The problem I've got is that right now the book really sort of sucks. I really need to get it done so I can get it fixed. It might actually be pretty good. It's just that I'm so deep in the weeds and the details that I can't see it at the moment. Which is why I've got to get it to the end, and I can figure out where it goes wrong. Then I can toss it over the fence to beta readers, get Doreen to look at it, I can send it off to Karen to get edited, then I can publish it, and in the meantime I can move on to Fire Called. hiking. What? There's no cars at this intersection. I'm not quite there yet. There could be time for somebody to show up. There's always somebody here. Look at that. Car pulling into the cul-de-sac behind me, but going the other way. Look at that. I got all the way across the intersection before a car showed up. Whoa. Nice. So this weekend is the announcement for the Independent Writer of the Year and the Writer of the Year for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. It's not exactly it's not exactly the Nobel Prize for Literature. It's not exactly a Hugo. It's not even a Parsec. But it's that's kind of cool. I'm touched and pleased that I made the short list. And we'll see what happens. We'll see how it all shakes loose. Regardless of which way it goes, this will be the last time. I suspect, I don't know, I say that now. I may change my mind later. But if I don't win, if I win, that's it. Once is enough, once is enough. If I do win, I will volunteer for the selection committee for next year and the year after, and we'll work on that. One thing that's sort of fallen by the wayside is CIFWA, Science Fiction Writers of America. I checked back in with them a couple days ago just to let them know I'm still alive. I'm supposed to be working on the self-publishing coursework. The problem is that we have people who are looking at media before they're looking at utility, before they're looking at use. And when you're designing coursework, generally speaking, what you want is to figure out what people need to know. And then figure out the best way to reach them in terms of helping them get from here, wherever they are, to there, where they want to be. The one thing that everybody wants to know about is marketing. And the problem is, marketing is monk post. Marketing is mostly art. Partly science. A lot of what comes across as best practice isn't really. I had another one show up yesterday in the self-publishing community on Google Plus. The 30-day challenge to sell more books and 10 tips to help you reach a wider audience. Some of it isn't terrible. Some of it is actually harmful. That's the parts that, you know, tell people about your book. Yeah. No. Not unless they ask. That's a problem. Because people don't understand that social media is opt out, opt in. If they don't like your messages, they shut you off forever. Good morning. find different venues, which is not a bad idea. That's, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, fine. The problem comes back to, you have to be active. In social media, you have to be active or you're invisible. And being active takes time away from doing what matters, which is writing the next book, which is where I am right now. Taking time away from doing what matters, which is getting the next book. Now, the walk and talk is, I've got to do the walk. I've got to do it for my health. I've got to do it for my physical and mental well-being. The talk is just something I do while I'm out here to give all of you something to listen to. Good morning. Lady with a little black Scotty dog this morning. So I need to be back by 7:15 if I'm going to wake the kid up in time. It's just straight 7 up. Okay, cool. I'm 5 minutes away. Winded, my legs are complaining, but this looks like my elder progeny. It is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not exactly sure where she's going this morning. Taking a walk, getting out while it's cool. It's supposed to be another warm day today. It wasn't quite as bad yesterday as it was the day before. It only got up into the mid-90s. I was grilling chicken last night and it was only 92. Thank you. to find a new book to read. I finished one yesterday. It was sort of a, it was a freebie. I picked it up just so I'd have something to read when I was waiting. I finished it last night. It was, there's a second book by the same author. I have the same problems with it I did the first time. Really marginal dialogue. Really dumb plot. The romance plots where the major conflict would be cleared up if the two people in question would take 5 minutes and talk and listen to each other. Good morning. Big yellow lab. Those fall under the Too Stupid to Live. Okay. Did I make it? Of course I made it. 7:04. According to this, 17 minutes on the backside. All right, I'll take it. On that note, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.